Hello there, my name's Elijah Smith. I'm 43 years old and I'm too old for this shit. As I'm looking at the world scene, I'm getting more and more horrified. This is disgusting. I don't know why I didn't notice it before, but I think it's actually because it's accelerating. I've been looking at the law and I don't feel that I'm actually going to do anything illegal tonight, but I am going to go into an arms factory and smash it up to the best of my ability so that it cannot actually work or produce weapons or the munitions that these very dirty ones have been provided to the Israeli army so they can kill children. I said I'd come on and do an interview. I can't be asked with interviews, The time for talking has gone a little bit too far, I'm not a rioter, I'm just a person from the community. And I'm deeply disgusted. We have laws in this country, specifically Section 3(1) of the Criminal Law Act 1967, that says, to the best of my knowledge, and the law is, ignorance of the law is no excuse, that I'm allowed to decommission an infrastructure if they're committing greater crimes. And that is what I'm going to do. Thank you very much.
My name is Onala Sabin. I believe that ITT EDO are making weapons of mass and indiscriminate destruction that break international law, and it is up to us citizens to make sure that companies in this country do not betray international law.
Now, Israel are committing a gross crime now in Gaza. 350 children, I think, have been reported dead. It's absolutely disgusting that weapons that have been made in our cities, in our country, have been used to kill innocent women and children, been used indiscriminately, and it's about time something was done about it. If the law and the police can't do anything about it, it's about time somebody else did.
You rolling?
Yeah, hi, I'm Bob. This is a brief note I'm going to submit to the local constabulary when they eventually arrest us. The Israeli Defence Forces are guilty of war crimes in Gaza. EDO and many other arms manufacturers around the UK are aiding and abetting the commission of these humanitarian crimes and war crimes. The action we have taken is intended to hamper or delay the commission of war crimes and prevent this greater crime. The glorification of war and the mass production of arms and weapons is a sickness in the heart of those involved.
Hi, my name's Harvey. I've just heard that the Israeli Air Force shot leaflets telling Palestinians to leave their homes, otherwise they were going to be a legit target. And so then I read that Palestinians did leave their homes. They took shelter in the United Nations compound. They were still targets. The warehouses storing humanitarian aid, first aid, food, whatever, that's been targeted. So now it's time to have it out for the EDO. Thank you.
Just walk over and then. That's it. And this is yours.